First Amendment, ladies and gentlemen. The end of freedom. But look, these criminals can pass this law. I'm not following it. But the point is, they're trying it. They're very close to passing it. It's real. Okay, Reverend Ted Pike, please continue with the history of this. And then now, what's in this bill specifically? Because they're on the news admitting. And the bill says if you influence somebody by your speech, not even calling for violence, you go to prison. I mean, this is just off the charts anti-American, anti-freedom.
Yes, absolutely. If we want to know where this bill is heading, you just have to go up to Canada. In Canada, in 1971, ADL, the Neighbor Rift, after 10 years of lobbying, they finally persuaded Parliament in Ottawa just minutes before the Christmas vacation to adopt their federal hate crimes law for Canada. That's the Section 319. And the government also, about 10 years later, adopted an anti-hate, a so-called anti-hate internet law, Section 13.1. And what that says is that if your speech is even likely to cause humiliation or hurt or wounded feelings in some member of a federally protected group, then that is a federal hate crime, and you can have a $5,000 minimum fine. But if you continue in such statements, you will go to prison. And the cyberbullying bill, as we mentioned earlier, is exactly like the Canadian law. It says that if you even intend to cause severe emotional distress in another person, then you can go to prison for 2 years. You don't even have to cause the emotional distress in them. You just have to intend it. So these ADL laws are all thought crimes laws. They are very subjective, very nebulous and unclear. They're just wide open for expansion, clarification by federal judges. If this bill is passed, very quickly, contrary to what ADL tells legislators, they say, oh, this is only a bill to prosecute violent hate crimes in the states when the states can't or won't enforce the law. But the truth is, as soon as this bill is passed and the government begins to lay down indictments against people, even for violent hate crimes, then the liberal judges will begin to pontificate from the bench. They'll very quickly say, oh, no, we have to do more than just protect homosexuals, Jews, etc., from violent physical hate crimes. We need to protect their delicate emotions and self-esteem. We want to, we'll have to legislate and to pontificate, adjudicate, I should say, against that verbal violence that goes across the airwaves and out of the pulpit and so on. So this is a very slippery slope that this hate bill will take us immediately. And again, I have to repeat, we can kill this hate bill next week if Americans now will call their senators today, immediately after this program, call them and just ask them, would they like to watch this shocking video that shows the Attorney General of the United States Holder saying, spitting it out, that there is no equal protection under the hate bill. Tell the staffers to go immediately to truthtellers.org. There on the homepage, you'll see the Attorney General saying basically exactly the opposite of what the liberals have always been taught, that this there is equality and justice under this hate bill. Not so, says Holder. This bill is only for a protected elite, a protected minority of those who've been...
But that's what the bill, I mean, that's what the bill says, and it says the feds, basically, they choose. Just like with the green carbon tax, the bill that's passed the House gives these federal boards, 30-plus agencies, unlimited power on anything producing carbon. So the media is always, it's only on big power plants and coal plants. It's not on you, but then you read the bill, it's on everything. And we already have enough of a chilling effect in this country, so right when people are mad, tired of the tyranny, they're creating these new political crimes.
Yes.
And turning our police into political officers. We're going to come back and play some more of Holder in testimony and a lot more with our guest, Ted Pike. Stay with us.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking with Ted Pike, TrueTellers.org. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I have the national, international media attacking me on a weekly basis in national publications, saying I'm causing murders. You've got 300 million people in this country. You're going to have a few lunatics that kill folks from time to time. I don't deserve to be blamed for this. Plus, I'm not calling for it. And it turns out that Von Braun actually didn't like me, and neither did Poplawski. But regardless, to say that you're guilty because they say you're guilty, not even for your speech, but they say something you said may have made this person commit these crimes. A few months ago, I was wondering, why does the media keep trying to, with no connection, to connect me to these people? And their questions, are you causing them to kill? Do you feel guilty? Should you get in trouble? They're getting fed the lie. And then I found out, in my case, the Southern Poverty Law Center is on my butt. And the ADL's been caught breaking into police stations and stealing files on people, and they're the ones that train the local police. I mean, this is brainwashing. And then I've seen it in the news where people get arrested for giving the police Ron Paul videos or my films, or get arrested for a anti-UN sticker on their car, and the MIAC and DHS report, and now Homeland Security. Holder has a bill where he will put you on the terror list for your political speech. And they're already doing this and won't say why a million plus people are on it. And they have a bill where if you're on the no-fly, no judge, no jury, extrajudicial, you're going to be on the no-buy list for guns. They're saying if you have bad credit, you're going to be on the no-fly list and then no guns. So it's not just the hate bill or the cyberbullying bill or the DHS reports or the no-fly, no-buy or this new bill I covered yesterday. I've got it here in the stack. I'll give you the bill number if I can dig it out. They're now saying, oh, and saying there's a new world order is hate. That's code word. And we're like, what? Even if it was code word for something, it's your First Amendment, but it's not. David Icke wrote a book believing that space aliens control the world, and he was arrested in Canada, and they said space aliens is code for Jews. So there's also a rampant, like, Hitlerian or Soviet-style paranoia where, I mean, this is a reign of terror. This is so un-American. Ted Pike, break down more of how they're federalizing our local police, and can you elaborate on my point that this is just a nexus for other things in this, I keep calling it Soviet because it's particularly Soviet, of secret list and secret arrest and no judge, no jury. I mean, this is incredible, Ted Pike.
Well, it's extremely important that we defeat the hate bill, because the hate bill is kind of the flagship of other ADL
bills. It's the biggest
bills.
Head on the Hydra, or it's the body of the Hydra.
That's right. The big federal hate bill is a broad bill which will end free speech in America. But we have to realize that there are basically three civil rights, hate crimes, bias crimes bills now before Congress. The first, of course, is the hate bill. But there's also ENDA, which is the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. That's now in three committees in the House Judiciary. The ENDA is ADL's workplace hate crimes law, which makes it a federal offense to deny employment to a homosexual because he's a homosexual.
And then that federalizes everything.
That's right.
And brings the feds in and weird sensitivity training when nobody is even talking or thinking about this. It's like forcing sex ed on third graders. It's perverted.
That's right. And also ENDA will force churches to hire homosexuals in non-clerical, non-clergy positions.
So Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. This is the end of free association, free market, property rights.
Yeah. Now, if we can defeat the hate bill this week, perhaps as early as this week, if we can flood the Senate with this request that the staffers and the senators watch this very embarrassing, very damaging video with Holder admitting there's no equal protection and there's no need on the local level for a hate crimes bill, there is a good chance we can knock it in the head this week. But we're going to have massive calling in to the Congress immediately after this program today.
Ted, more than that, I would imagine there have been hundreds of interviews. Have you done hundreds of interviews the last month on this?
Oh, yes, Yeah, I'm doing constantly broadcasting. It's coming to a head because Senate Majority Reid says he's got to have the hate bill passed by the August recess. And if the arms appropriation...
Yeah, because they know Obama's stalling and losing power by then. They've got to pass the green takeover, the carbon tax enslavement. They've got to pass the gun grabbing. They've got to pass the open borders. They've got to get it all by the winter. But the reason I brought up if you're doing interviews... I've been doing a lot of national and regional shows myself lately, and they'll say, Alex, what's most important right now? And I go, well, the hate bill and the cyberbullying bill, and then I'll read the subsections on air. And these talk show hosts are shocked. They aren't even aware of it because there's such a news blackout.
Yes,
that's
there is.
Why we're so blessed to have you. So I would also encourage listeners to get the stories that Kurt Nemo's written off Infowars.com, off PrisonPlanet.com, to get the reports off TrueTellers.org, to get the video clip from YouTube that you're linked to, and pass that on, the direct link to people, so they can see this for themselves. So not just calling the Senate, or is it just best to call the Senate?
Well, right now, you see, we only have several days' time to do this, because if they have a markup session as early as next Tuesday in the Senate Judiciary, the heat bill then will be predestined to go forward very rapidly. They could have a markup session, and the liberals there could vote to move it forward as an amendment. Then they could go through the Rules Committee the next day, only an hour for that, and be on the floor of the Senate by Wednesday. So really,
why did you say Monday? It could be by Friday. So I mean, we've obviously won some battles since was reading your site Monday.
Yeah, but you see, the margin in the House, we had a massive margin in favor of the hate bill, something like 74 votes. In the Senate, it's different. It's a much more dicey. There's probably seven or eight votes in favor of the hate bill over the Republicans.
Okay.
But what we have to do is destabilize the Democrats, letting them know in no uncertain terms that if they do vote for this hate bill, we the people, we're going to remember, because the midterm elections are coming up fairly soon. And one of the reasons the Democrats want to rush it through is because they want to get this past them. This pro-pedophile hate bill is not going to sound very well in the sound bites a year from now at midterms. They want to get this Orwellian anti-Christian legislation taken care of now so that the family can emphasize family values for the next half of this Congress. So right now is the crucial hour. We've got to get those calls going in. Again, the toll-free number to your senator is 877-851-6437. Again, that's 877-851-6437. And the backup toll number is 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. And just give them this simple message. Have you watched the shocking video that shows Attorney General Holder saying there is no equal protection under the hate bill? It's on the homepage at truthtellers.org.
Well, Reverend Ted Pike, there is no doubt that these people are out of control. I mean, the hate bill, I agree with you, is the big hot topic right now. It's what they're trying to pass right now. But you look at everything else, the seizure of all energy production and all human activity, taxing the carbon cycle, what plants breathe, carbon dioxide, saying what plants breathe is a deadly poison, listing it as a deadly poison now. I mean, this is insanity. Trying to start new wars, the anti-gun bills, the likes of which we've never seen, and then all these hoax articles in the mainstream saying there is no gun bills. You know, why are people buying guns? I really see this all coming to a collision, because it looks like the establishment is bum-rushing right now. Are they doing that out of strength, or are they doing that out of desperation, realizing that the people are becoming wise to their new world order?
Well, I think they are. They're doing it out of desperation. The ADL has global ambitions, and it's in a race with the new alternative media of the Internet, talk radio, and so on, which is spilling the beans about their role as the architect of most of this legislation. But we have to realize that, yes, these are all other great concerns. These other bills are very threatening. But if we lose speech under the federal hate crimes bill, we will lose all our other freedoms, freedoms to criticize these other pieces of threatening legislation. So number one priority, this is kind of the beating heart of our republic, is to keep that precious free speech alive. The hate bill is a sword pointed at our free speech.
Well, I agree with you, Ted, but let's expand. Let's say they do pass it and try to implement it. We've then got to fight it every step of the way. I mean, for those that don't know, you know them. I've had them on. It's mainstream news that in Philadelphia, preachers that come out to street corners and preach are charged with hate crime by the state and taken to prison. And then huge court battles ensued. These people, this is not just our opinion. They mean business. And, folks, even if you disagree with somebody coming out and protesting you, the point is, if you take their freedom of speech, we live in a tyranny. I mean, I don't think people realize, Reverend, you're not joking. In fact, it's hard to describe just how real and hardcore this is.
Yes, and it's spreading like a cancer through all the Western industrialized democracies. America is a holdout. We still do not have a federal hate crimes law. ADL wants to internationalize hate crimes enforcement with the rights to deport people like Rudolph and Zundel and others.
They want to have you arrested if you say global warming isn't real.
That's right. They're very aggressive, very Orwellian in their desires to basically take away all of our rights.
All right, Pastor Ted Pike, truthtellers.org, thank you for the great work you're doing. Let me talk to you here behind the scenes. I may even hold you over if you can. If not,
okay,
we'll go to our next guest. But I want to talk about what it would be like under the Soviet system, because really I've studied it. The corporate system's more fascist, but the implementation is more Soviet. It's kind of a hybrid. What will Soviet America be like?
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free, 877-327-0365.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 8th, 2009. Gold opens this morning at 9:17:40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $943.91, $471.95 for the half ounce, or $235.98 for a quarter ounce. That's $943.91, $471.95, and $235.98.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government at interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Is it getting better?
Can you imagine federalizing local police is already happening and making them political officers just like the Soviet Union?
Make it easier on you.
Pastor Ted Pike, I already see the media setting me up.
Got someone to
openly saying the New York Times, they've got to put gatekeepers on the web. The CEO of a news group, Rupert Murdoch's company, saying arrest bloggers, ban free speech. I mean, they really are starting to figure out that we're taking them on. And so they're going to try to get nasty. I don't see it succeeding. But if they pass this bill under the Soviet model that they're adopting, what will happen to Alex Jones?
Well, the broadcasting industry is going to start receiving guidelines from the FCC that language which might induce, aid, abet, and so on, according to the 1968 law, Title 18, Section 2A, will now become indictable as a federal crime, and it'll be in the same category as inciting to riot or shouting fire in a crowded theater, things like that. And you'll be experiencing a tremendous pressure coming down to force you to become much more neutral and bland in what you say. If we want to, again, if we want to know what American talk radio will be like, just go up to Canada. Up in Canada, you can talk about gardening, you can talk about sports or whatever you want, but you cannot criticize federally protected groups such as homosexuals, Zionists, and so on, in specific terms. You certainly cannot say from the pulpit or from the airwaves, if you're Christian broadcasters, that the Jews killed Christ 2,000 years ago. That is considered a hate crime in Canada, and it's also considered a hate crime in Canada to quote Leviticus or Romans from the Bible, saying it's homosexuality is an abomination. That will give you an immediate $5,000 fine if that pastor ever preaches again on that subject from those verses. He is facing contempt of court charges, and which means prison.
And everybody's so cowed that the police are like desperate spiders in black holes. David Icke comes walking in saying, I think there's reptoids from planet, you know, whatever. And they say, that's code, arrest him. And David's going, no, brother, peace, love. Yeah. It's flying saucers. You're not even allowed to talk about flying saucers up there. They arrest you. Everything is hate.
Yeah, and there are so many other groups that want to get on the hate crimes bandwagon, claiming they have also been victimized by white Christian heterosexuals. So, you know,
well, what about all the black students in synagogues and stuff where they catch them putting the swastikas on themselves? This is clearly a political weapon.
Oh yeah, and the media is in collusion with this. There is no recourse. I mean, we just simply have got to keep this hate bill from passing. And I encourage everybody to come to truthtellers.org immediately after this program. Watch the Holder video. It'll make your blood boil. And then get those calls off immediately.
Well, sure. And we're going to get that number out in just a moment one more time. But the minutes we have left here, let's say it passes, though, and they start federalizing the police more and political officers show up. What do I do when the police show up here? I guess I just get in handcuffs and go to the prison. That's freedom. I mean, this isn't America. I'm not going along with it. And anybody that tries to arrest me for my political speech is a terrorist.
Yeah, there's a lot of big talk out there. I hear on talk radio, people says, well, we're going to fight. We're going to go to jail. We're not going to submit. But when you're facing 10 years in prison for criticizing federally protected groups, the people shut up pretty fast. And the record in Canada and all throughout Europe, Australia, is that people of independence and courage and liberty become very docile very quickly. And
the sky's the limit. Then the real raping, the taking
right.
the farms, the ranches, the CPSing the kids,
yeah.
the brainwashing the children,
yeah.
the indoctrinating fifth graders like Michael Jackson would do at the public schools. Just basically we'll be ruled by Michael Jackson snapping turtles. And that's basically the end of it.
That's right. And it's a fantasy to think that we can take this law to the court because the courts are so liberal, so left-wing, and pro-hate bill to begin with. They make a mockery
of
it.
I mean, I wouldn't even call them liberal. These are disgusting, anti-American, anti-free speech. You know, you may hate what I say. Somebody may hate what Ted says. Somebody may hate what Bill Clinton says. But they have a right to say it. This is the United States. And we need to all stand up against this and just realize this is another symptom of just how rotten Washington is. It isn't enough they're stealing us blind. They want to tell us to sit down and shut up or we'll be arrested. This is just outrageous. Reverend Ted Pike, fire those numbers out in closing.
Yeah, the toll-free number to your member of the Senate is 877-851-6437, and the toll number is 202-225-3121, and just ask the staffers to watch the very disturbing
Listen,
video.
we're gonna have you up as this develops. Reverend Ted Pike, thank you so much. Godspeed, thought criminal.
Thank you.
Thank you, thought criminal. I'll say bye to you right now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for a special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Way up north. Way up north.
We have a national security state that we live in. The narcotics trafficking Yalies, who control the opium supply in the U.S., had lost their monopoly in the 20s, so they openly lobbied to criminalize drugs. They control the police. They could ship the opium and then produce into heroin into the country. The cocaine that was in the Coca-Cola, they could ship it in, making it illegal and make larger profits. They set up the national security state in 47 and have been raping America and destroying our freedoms ever since and using us as a great engine of evil worldwide. And all over the United States, it's happened to me in New York. It's happened in Canada. It's happened in D.C. But I watch families. I watch Cub Scouts with cameras taking photos of George Washington at the Washington Memorial or the Obelisk or the White House, and security guards and police would come over and erase it and gripe at them. And it was all about bossing us and letting us know we're now slaves. And I saw a story in the Washington Post a few weeks ago, secret buildings you may not photograph. And this is out of the Washington Post. And people are at bus stops beside major buildings that don't even have fences around them. And there's no sign saying don't photograph. And they just run up and grab you and drag you in and interrogate you and erase your film. And I've been in D.C. outside the Lincoln Memorial, 100 yards away, right by the reflecting palm of the camera taping. And they just come up and say, turn your camera off. Well, I'm here taping this. Well, what are you here for? It's First Amendment. I mean, there's people all over. Listen, pal. And they start getting their taser out. It's about to get bad. I think I'm going to put some clips of that in this new film I'm making. And the Federal Reserve will run over and say, turn the cameras off. You'll be at a park across the street, and you'll go, well, it's America. And they'll just go, all right, deadly force, pal. This has even been in the newspaper. You know, we're about to get serious here. You don't have freedom, slave. You work for us. You understand? You pay the taxes. You suck my boots. People go, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Whoa. I mean, that's what it is. Land of the cowards, home of the slaves. Now, the mayor begged for the NSA cybersecurity snooping hub. They're building them all over the country. Utah just got one. Wyoming's getting one. Dallas just got one. San Antonio. There's just scores of them. Giant multi-billion dollar facilities. The mayor begged for it. The city offered to give them the land at the old Sony plant. See, we don't have Sony plants anymore. We have NSA hubs, and that's going to be your new job. And you got to have somebody, you know, one half listening to the other half. Now, if you try to go up there by the Walmart parking lot across the street and show them the news article, it's out of the San Antonio Current, a great weekly newspaper, kind of like the Austin Chronicle. If you try to show the old Sony plant, it is over for you. And you can be at Walmart across the street anywhere. Now this system looks at the face scanning cameras on the street corners and other NSA facilities, read your mail illegally, and they, ABC News admits they listen to your phone sex if you're talking to your wife from Iraq. I mean, and this is all non-terror related for U.S. citizens. And it's the NSA's new data mining facility. This is the only market hiring, domestic CIA spies, East German society. And so we have the reporter, Greg Swartz, who took this evil photo. Now, again, they're surveilling you without warrants. They're tracking you. They're breaking the law. But you, as a local newspaper, you can't go over there and take a photo of them. So we have the thought criminal on. And ladies and gentlemen, we have to go out and expose these illegal facilities more. Now, the key is they came off of the facility. They grabbed him. He's going to tell us the story. Mr. Swartz, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex. I've been a big fan ever since Waking Life.
Well, now we know why you're in trouble, sir.
Yeah.
So, right off Military Drive there in San Antonio, right by Walmart, you don't dare show the new, just one of the spook factories. This isn't supposed to exist. Now, the NSA doesn't exist. We're not reading your email. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's strange that this facility is located directly across the street from a 24-hour Walmart supercenter, which doesn't seem like the most secretive location. And, you know, you've seen the picture. It's surrounded by barbed wire, but it looks fairly innocent. And I just walked along the sidewalk there, took about 5 or 6 pictures. I even chatted with a worker who was on the other side of the fence working on and stuff.
Wait, you talk to a fellow slave? You don't talk in a prison camp, America. Pal, did you have permission to talk to him?
Well, I guess not.
That's a hate crime. That's a, you're Al-Qaeda, pal. We got to get rid of the Bill of Rights. Al-Qaeda's trying to hurt us. Anyways, so you're please continue. So you talk to one of the fellow slaves.
Yeah, you know, I asked him about where he said he was a contractor. He'd come down from Maryland, I guess, and so you know, they can't even get local people to do this. And so I was almost expecting him to come to grab me then for daring to speak with this fellow. And so then I just walked back to the Walmart, and I almost thought, geez, maybe they're actually not going to hassle me. And that's when the police car drove up. And it was one NSA officer and one local SAPD officer.
Yeah, again, this is a Fed who engages in crimes every day. They always lied about it. Now it's admitted. Everything's read. Everything's listened to. No freedom. End of America. Total treason. They get actual intercepts on 9/11 and are told to stand down because that's just chatter to cover the op. And here they are with a local cop, it's the same everywhere, to enforce their violation of the First Amendment through color of law intimidation. So they pull up. What happens to the slave next?
Well, you know, they just sort of detained me right there in the Walmart lot, and that's where the entire detainment took place. I wasn't taken to any secret facilities. But give us
a blow-by-blow. So you're sitting there, and, you know, is his hand on his gun? What does he say? Does he say, stay right there? I mean, describe these two fellas for us, these two America killers.
Yeah, well, I was approaching my car in the parking lot to get ready to leave, and when they pulled up, and it was mostly the NSA officer, you know, he asked me what I was doing.
They're
over
officers.
There.
They're not public servants. It's officers, authorities, officials. Yeah. Just calling the royalty. So the royalness approached you. What did the royalness say?
He wanted to know who I was, what was I doing there, you know. So I told him, well, I'm a journalist with the local paper. We're doing a story on your new facility here.
Yeah, and, if you were a Russian spy, you just go to the NASA, CIA, NSA-run Google front like we did and show the facility right here.
Right. It's not.
I can go to Google Street View and show you the whole facility. They just wanted to let you know you're my punk. You're my bitch. This is my area. You get out of here. I rule. You just pay my check. Come here.
Right.
Slave. Anyway, so you say you're with a local paper. Oh, my God, that's real Al-Qaeda. You know, the Cybersecurity Command has said on record, they have said on record their job is to wage war against alternative blogs and media. And one colonel, in fact, pull this up, Army colonel says kill bloggers, kill U.S. citizens. So, see, they're training to take on the American. We own their property, and they ain't going to be able to fight us taking over and shipping in our cocaine and heroin. We rule America now, and you're not going to stop us, you little piece of garbage. We're the patriots. Ha, ha, ha. What else happened?
Right, and you know, about half of
I'm sorry. I mean, start over. So he asks, why are you here? What are you doing? You say, I'm with the press. And
right.
They like just go, whoa, we just found an Al-Qaeda. Oh, my God, we just got one of them. Oh, my God. I mean, because their main mission is taking on the media. Go ahead, sorry. The Cyber Command is for attacking. This is an attack facility, like an attack submarine. It's not out there doing surveillance. It's attacking the web. Go ahead.
They had to do a full background check on me, and I actually have no record. So that was false arrest.
I'm going to try to shut up. I just get so excited. You got the floor. Blow by blow.
Yeah.
So they come up. The royal god is talking to you. Tell us what happened.
It was mostly a lot of standing around while they were looking up my non-existent police record and waiting. And then the one NSA guy had to hear from his superior, and it was just a lot of waiting around. I think just a matter of intimidation to show, you know, if you try to look into these matters, this is what we're, at the very least, this is what we're going to happen. We're going to waste a lot of your time. If I'd had any kind of record, then they probably would have detained me for further interrogation.
And, well, let's be clear here. That was false arrest, false imprisonment, like the Soviet Union where they say, line up, comrade, I'm going to run your background. What are you doing taking photos of the Kremlin? You're in a lot of trouble now. But see, now it's, well, we're America, so we can do it. Did you say, ever say, hey, you got my license, you don't have any right to do this, you surveil us all day, illegally criminals, I'm leaving.
Well, no, I kind of played along with them. I thought maybe it would be, I wanted to see what they were going to do if I didn't put up a fuss. Maybe it would have been a better story if I had put up a fuss, but I didn't really want to give them an excuse.
So how did this end? They say, you said they did want you to erase the photos, right?
They asked me to erase the photos, yes. And I said to the gentleman, well, are you ordering me to erase these photos? He said, well, no, I'm asking you as a friend. And
as a friend who illegally spies on you every day criminally.
Yeah. And I said, well, you know, in that case, I will refrain. I'd like to keep these photos, you know, for the story. That's why I took them. And so, you know, eventually, after about 45 minutes of standing around and checking me into my background and all, they let me go with the photos.
Did they warn you, though? Did they warn you to not ever come back or don't do it again?
No, they didn't really say anything that specifically, although obviously they've
done
that message across.
Yeah, have you seen the Washington Post article? They did do that in Virginia.
Right, I saw that. And, you know, it's interesting, about half of this country's alternative weekly newspapers are yet to be gobbled up by big corporate conglomerates. So that's something they might still fear as far as the truth actually being published.
Yeah, tell us about the San Antonio Al-Qaeda. I mean the San Antonio Current, evil. I'm being sarcastic, but on record, this Cybersecurity Command says it's going to go out and attack Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. They say they're going to attack alternative media, and then some of their operatives have said they may have to kill us. That's freedom, though. Killing the press is what America's all about.
Yeah, well, if you're familiar with James Bamford, that's where I was inspired to write the story by his work. You know, his book, The Shadow Factory, was where we first heard about this new San Antonio data center. And from his research, it sounds like this data center may eventually be able to hold all the information in the world. So it's quite a massive facility. And one of the reasons they put it here is because they got Microsoft to come along and take another nearby facility. So there's some synergy there.
Well, Microsoft is a NSA front, founded and set up by IBM to get around antitrust laws. It is a eugenics trust. Total over $50 billion of Microsoft money has now been given to eugenics.
Yeah, well, that would add up because the NSA did not agree to put this facility in San Antonio until Microsoft committed to do the same.
Yeah, no, Microsoft is the NSA, so.
Yeah. So they're going hand in hand there.
Hey, it's all the guys in this facility are all shooting their kids up with cancer, virus, mercury shots. You know, they love it. They're all drinking fluoride, too. So, hey, guys, you don't like me out on the web watching this right now. You feel real tough about all the stuff you've done to me. Remember, your bosses are doing it all to you because you know what? I'm right and you're wrong and I know what I'm talking about and you know it, too, even though you're compartmentalized. So just take those shots and enjoy it.
Well, yeah, I know, as I'm sure you know, Alex, the military has been responsible for all kinds of toxic contamination of the public in this country.
Spray it, and they take their own troops. They go, we'll give you 3 days leave if you sign this form to let us test a flu bug on you. And they go, sure,
right.
I'll do it for America. And they murder them with nerve gas, knowing it's going to kill them. And then I'm against murdering the troops, so I'm bad. See, and you're bad too, buddy. You got to be watched.
Oh, yeah, well, at the former
you don't like murdering the troops.
Here, they dumped all kinds of chemicals down the drains and contaminated the entire neighborhood. There's very high rates of cancer and birth defects in South San Antonio near that Air Force base, and they deny that there's a connection. They even have put a gag order on a scientist who came in to study the liver cancer and found that some of the cancers in the area may be attributable to living above the plume coming from the base. And,
but see, that's patriotic. Small children dying all around us is America.
Right.
God, you're some kind of sick commie freak against children dying of cancer. I bet you like us to live in the Soviet Union where you don't have a right to. Oh, I mean, I guess that's what we're becoming. See,
that's
see,
where it's headed.
Yeah, see, the problem is they've always denied all this, and I try to have fun with it, but I'm just getting sick of it. I mean, brother, I was in D.C. and I just sent more cameras up there to do interviews. It was the same thing. You could be in a park 100 yards away from a monument, and they run over and say, don't tape it, national security. I mean, it's all they've given the security guards and cops the orders to go out and humiliate and boss and enslave. So what you got actually at an NSA base is almost reasonable, though it's not, but in their minds it is, compared to what I mean, they've given the orders to let us know that we are slaves.
It's an intimidation, yeah. Whether or not it will change under Obama is right. That's the big question. I know you're not too optimistic about that. I would like to hope that there's a chance. I'm not saying I believe it, but a chance that maybe, just maybe, Obama has actually infiltrated the New World Order power structure which is the only way that you could change it, to get up there. And maybe he'll turn out to be on our side, but he can't do anything too fast or they'll take him out. So it's got to be a careful process.
Well, you know, they say hope springs eternal, my friend.
Yes.
And I see you have a website here outside the San Antonio Current. Is that the smokingmirror.blogspot.com?
Yeah, that's my blog.
The Smoking Mirror. I'm sure cybersecurity. I bet you're getting a lot of hits from them right now.
Yeah, this story has been published pretty widely. A lot of blogs picked it up. There seems to be a great interest in this topic.
Well, I'm tempted, if I get some time, to go down there for a film and just set up with cameras, and they come up and go, yeah, you've got a big spook base violating the Fourth Amendment right here, and I'm Alex Jones. I'm here videotaping it. Get out of my face. I'm not your slave.
I don't think they'll get too much footage there. It'll be on you in about 5 minutes, probably.
They'll be what in 5 minutes?
They'll be They'll be in your face in about 5 minutes.
No, that's good. They'll be on my, they'll have to arrest me because I'm sick of being a slave. I'm sick of their crimes. I'm sick of them shipping narcotics into the country.
Absolutely.
I'm sick of their crap. You're a criminal government. Everybody knows it, and you're illegitimate. Bunch of offshore banks raping us, and now you're setting up goon centers everywhere, playing God, while your own kids all die diseases they've shot them up with. I just am sick of all of them. Calling themselves patriots. You're a bunch of sicko filth. No, I'm saying we need more people to go down there and exercise the First Amendment against these goons.
Right, right. If a whole march of people went down there, then they might have a tougher time detaining everyone.
And I'm sick of their DHS reports saying there's no New World Order when I got the Pope and Al Gore coming up saying it on the other side. Mr. Swartz, we appreciate you coming on. We appreciate you doing all the great work you're doing in your coverage. And we'll talk to you again soon. Maybe I'll come down there.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
Folks, it makes me so sick that all these anti-American pieces of filth destroying our country, gutting it for foreign banks, always wrap themselves in the American flag. They want to turn us into a police state like Baghdad. They got all these spook factories and illegal CIA, NSA operations all around us. And then a newspaper comes down to take photos of it, and they run out and get in their face. And they use the local police to engage in their crime. Don't you understand? You guys have ruined America! Your boss has carried out the Al-Qaeda attacks. I don't want to hear it. You're taking all our rights because of Al-Qaeda, as you say that there's secretly white Al-Qaeda everywhere. I mean, what a load of bull. Meanwhile, real Al-Qaeda works for your filthy operation, and you know it, attacking people worldwide. I just don't want to be a slave, and I don't even like having to buck up against these tyrants, but I'm just sick of it. So sick of it. So sick of all their crimes. You put illegal spook bases in, and then you don't want the citizen slaves taking photos of it, and outside the law you're trying to intimidate us? That's one step away from death camps, and you've built the camps. Then you deny those when you know all about them. You're a pack of criminals! And most of you idiots serving it are going to have your whole future destroyed by it. Now, you know what? I got the Pope calling for world government. I mean, you know, and saying we need to have a loving world government regulating the globalism. When it's the globalists that engineered all of this. So the globalists blame themselves for their operations and then say, oh, give us more power. And then I've got Al Gore saying we need a global carbon tax and that America just passed part of it. And that we need global governance, which means global government, and says to all the government officials in the room, I'm counting on you for world government. Go ahead and start playing the clip. The Al Gore clip from yesterday. It's up on InfoWars.com if you want to see it.
Within 1 month of taking office, President Obama secured $80 billion U.S. for renewable energy and green infrastructure. And then just 2 weeks ago, the House of Representatives passed the Waxman-Markey bill, which, for all of its flaws, does put a price on carbon and is very much a step in the right direction. It achieves real reductions below the 1990 base level by 2020. And that is the threshold that many have said, including many in China, is the threshold that will dramatically increase the prospects for success. But it is the awareness itself that will drive the change. And one of the ways it will drive the change is
here it comes.
Global governance and global...
Back it up. Back it up. I want to hear it again. Look at this bastard. You will pay taxes directly to him, and he admits it in Congress. I mean, what? If we'll put up with anything, why not? We'll put up people bossing us around America. Hey, don't photograph our criminal base where we read your email, punk. You might be a terrorist. You're the terrorist, and we all know it. You sicko freaks. Play that bastard again.
That will drive the change. And one of the ways it will drive the change is through global governance and global agreements.
Oh, global governance. Global governance means global government. And the Pope calls for world government, global governance. I've got that, Reuters, everything else. I meant to get to that today. I'm going to cover that tomorrow. I mean, this is just getting too insane. Environmental Protection Agency sets up green police. I mean, NSA, another 1.8 billion data center in another state, in Utah. Just total corruption everywhere. I'm just sick of you filth. You've stolen everything. You've destroyed America. Great job. Retransmission starts now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.